Welcome to the Be Well Buzz podcast, your number one weekly source for natural health and wellness. Natural health and wellness.
This is your resident nutritionist, Sean Stevenson, and we are back. Be Well Buzz is back and better than ever. Our incredible mastermind behind the scenes, Mr. Larry Oz, has been working hard to get the site stronger and more user-friendly. And I'm really, really excited because we're going to be able to really up-level the information that we're putting out and to up-level the communication that we all have. And I just have to say, first of all, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to everything that I'm working so hard to share with you and sharing it with all the people that you care about. It really means a lot to me. So with that said, and with our first day back and a brand new podcast, I'm going to keep this one short and simple for you today as just a, hey, glad to be back, and drop a real powerful knowledge bomb on you today. And honestly, this is coming from something that's really been bothering me recently because of my clients coming in and some of the stuff that they've been dealing with and just taking a look at some of their food. And it's just shocking. So this podcast is titled for me, Sugar. Is that you? So what this is looking at is all the different hidden sweeteners that are in foods. And one of my clients recently, they pulled something out of their purse, a particular mint that they chew on all day. And it shocked me. There was four sugars as the first four ingredients. But then it says that it's calorie free, sugar free, and all this kind of fancy stuff. But it's a lie. These companies who are creating products like this, their sole purpose as publicly traded companies are to make money for their profit holders. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to understand it's the nature of the business to find the loopholes, to be able to sneak things in there to sell more products. And a big thing, you know, that human nature, our human senses are very much attracted to is sugar. So what we're going to look at today is a really powerful, in-depth, but quick understanding at, you know, what are some of these sweeteners? What are some of the physiological problems that it's causing? And what are some things that we can do to avoid this stuff? So first thing, I'm going to give you a list of the four sweeteners that I saw on this particular food. So first up, we had sorbitol, maltitol, maltodextrin, or it's also known as high maltose corn syrup, which is a disaccharide. And basically that means two sugars. And then we had aspartame. Those were the first four things on this particular mint that, you know, I'm sure it's delicious and tasty and it tastes sweet, but there's no sugar. Well, in fact, those four different things, those are different forms of sugar. And most of them are derived from corn starch or from corn. And the one that isn't, aspartame, which is a synthetic artificial sweetener in the truest definition of the word artificial sweetener, has been shown to have so many dramatic and terrible effects on the human body. One of the big issues that's been seen with aspartame is that it breaks down in the body into formaldehyde, which is a powerful carcinogen. So people that are trying to avoid sweeteners, but yet using this artificial sweetener, which many of these artificial sweeteners have actually been pulled off the market and then reintroduced because they find out that these things are just not safe. So those are just the first four that were there. But here are some of the other ones that you need to look out for. And these are just fancy names for sugar. And I'm going to tell you why, even though it's calorie-free and sugar-free, why these things are so harmful in just a moment. So we've got sucralose, neotame, which is a new version of like aspartame, which neo means new. Sugar, obviously, that's the... But when you see sugar, you can actually kind of know what sugar is. Polydextrose, inulin, which is a prebiotic. It's a long-chain sugar, which is not necessarily bad in and of itself, but when it's combined with all this other stuff, it's just another sugar. Rice starch, brown rice syrup, wheat glucose syrup, fructose, high fructose corn syrup, glycerin, and on and on and on. I can keep going. There's so many that are just finessed onto that product label and into that product that are causing physiological damage to our bodies. And here's why. Diet sodas, for example, which are known to be the calorie-free, oftentimes sugar-free versions of soda that are the ones that are okay to drink because they're diet. So you're not going to deal with the obesity and the insulin resistance and all those kind of things that are associated with it. So you think, but it's not so. researchers have actually shown, this was a very in-depth study that followed people for 10 years, actually. It was 474 diet soda drinkers aged 65 to 74, and they followed them for 10 years. And what was found is that the diet soda drinkers' waist grew 70% more than the non-diet soda drinkers, or the people who avoided sodas completely. 70% more in the waist. And the killer part, those who actually said that they drank more, the frequent drinkers who drank two or more diet sodas each day, experienced a waist circumference increase over 500% greater than those who didn't drink soda at all. It's crazy. And these are for diet sodas. Remember that. This is not just for the standard run-of-the-mill soda. These are for the diet sodas. And of course, as the waist grows, so does the health risk associated. The heart disease, the diabetes, the cancer, all that stuff starts to grow exponentially as your waist grows. And basically, as researcher Sharon P. Fowler, who actually found that in the particular study that she was a part of, that each diet soda that was consumed every single day increased that person's obesity rate by 41%. So if they had two, go up 41% more. If they had three, go up 41% more. And it's just that powerful. So at this point, you would say, hey, the stuff that has the artificial sweeteners that doesn't really have sugar in it, it's not so good for me. And according to all the research, it's actually going to make me obese. It's actually going to contribute to me being unhealthy. So let me avoid it. But we don't want to stop there. What is the underlying mechanism? This is what Be Well Buzz is all about. How is this actually happening when there's actually, you know, no quote sugar in it? What's going on? And what it really boils down to is the hormonal response from these different sweeteners. And let me explain to you what I mean. Picture for me in your mind a cell. And with that cell, so just picture in your mind a circle. And picture two different entry points or two different doorways leading to that cell and leading out of that cell. And one of the doorways, we're going to call that one's lipoprotein lipase, or LPL. Okay, lipoprotein lipase. And then the other doorway is going to be called hormone-sensitive lipase, or HSL. Okay, so we've got LPL and HSL. And pretty much all of your cells have these two very, very powerful physiological doorways. We're going to call them doorways just for simplicity's sake. And what LPL does, lipoprotein lipase, it makes your body store fat. It makes your cell store fat. On the other hand, on the same cell, there's hormone-sensitive lipase that makes your cell burn fat. So if someone's wanting to be lean, they want to pay special attention to these two particular doorways, or really what they are, enzymes that are interacting with our cells. So here's how it all connects, is that insulin is directly responsible for turning on lipoprotein lipase and its function, basically signaling your cell to store fat. And with the absence of insulin, that basically turns on hormone-sensitive lipase and signaling your body to burn fat. Okay, so insulin has a direct relationship with lipoprotein lipase and an inverse relationship with hormone-sensitive lipase. So I hope you're staying with me so far, because this can get a little bit technical, but it's simple once you figure all this stuff out. Okay, so now we move on to insulin and its connection to leptin. And leptin is basically known as the satiety hormone. And when insulin is spiked and your body's actually getting real food, that's actually increasing the insulin. Say you're eating, you know, some fruit or something of that nature, and the insulin is letting your body know that we have a good sugar source coming in, and our body's going to be storing the sugar as fat, unless we're partitioning it to strategically by building muscle, you know, working out. And because insulin also is powerful for building muscle, but that's if somebody's on a particular training regimen. We're not talking about that today. We're talking about just the average person in our culture today who's just eating food and not really knowing what's going on underneath the surface. So in this case, the person is eating the food, eating the sugars, and their body is storing this sugar as fat. And eventually, your basic biological processes is going to let your body know, your entire physiology know, that, hey, I've had enough. Leptin is secreted. And also what it does is it kicks in and lets your, you know, your thyroid and your hypothalamus and your pituitary to release hormones and peptides and all these different things that let your body know to let's start burning some of this fat. We've got enough of this sugar. We've got energy. Let's start burning the fat. And that's a wonderful process. All is well. Everything's working in balance. Now, the problem with this whole thing is when we get into these artificial sweeteners, they have that sweet taste that activates and basically plays with the pleasure centers in your brain, but it's not actually providing what it's telling your brain is providing. And your body and your brain is not going to be fooled that much because it's going to be expecting its pay for utilizing these sweet things, but it's not actually providing the things that actually activate leptin. So with those natural sugars, you're also going to get things like vitamins and minerals, enzymes, phytonutrients. All those things are the things that elicit the leptin to actually turn on and be secreted. When we're just getting the sweet sensation without any of the nutrition, it's going to start to screw up these processes in a big way. And this is what's leading to individuals who are eating diet food, drinking diet sodas, but still packing on the pounds like never before. And as a matter of fact, packing on more pounds than people who are drinking the quote real stuff. And I'm not in any way saying to drink the regular soda. It's just understanding that it's all bad. You know, soda is not a health food, in case people don't know that. But there are also many other things that are marketed to us that are hiding these things, and we need to be aware of that. I just read an interesting quote by Jack LaLanne today that, you know, had me laughing a couple of times a day. The quote said, "If man made it, don't eat it." And I mean, what more can you say? You know, we want to eat foods that are given through Mother Nature's process, you know, whole, real foods. So when you take yourself out of the paradigm of eating out of a box or out of a can and all these different things, you're avoiding this whole situation anyways. But we want to be empowered and share this information with the people we care about who may not be as fortunate as we are to know this stuff. That, you know, we do want to focus on real whole foods. We do want to focus on organic foods. We do want to make sure we're getting right exercise and nutrition and clean, healthy water and all these things and community and stress relief and all these things that are very important that we talk about here on Be Well Buzz. You know, our family and our friends sometimes are not as fortunate. And it's when you get this information in their hand, it can just change one thing and it can lead to a whole cascade of great things in their life. And it's probably the same case of what happened to you, because I know for certain it's what happened to me. So as a summary, those artificial sweeteners that activate the pleasure centers in our brain and let us know that, hey, there's a sweet taste here, but actually aren't providing those things that secrete leptin, which are the minerals, the vitamins, all the real nutrition, we're going to get that insulin response. And insulin is all about storing fat. And our bodies are going to want its due. It's going to want to store something. So this can lead to other bad eating behaviors, and also just our body, it can go through gluconeogenesis and start to break down other available products if necessary to get the sugars to actually be stored as fat, because that's the response that these artificial sweeteners are eliciting in our bodies. And one other small note that I'm going to share with you today, and this is just a real important reality check for all of us who are in the natural health community to let's not isolate and say maltodextrin is bad, but xylitol is good. We know if we just are honest with ourselves that xylitol and stevia, these are also processed sweeteners. Now, some people might get up in arms about this because these things are important to them. These things give them that sweet thing that they need, but you don't need it. And I'm saying this from experience, you know, the English toffee stevia is incredible. It tastes so good, but I'm aware of what it is. It is definitely, it's not the whole stevia plant. Okay. It is a processed sweetener, and it's eliciting that response in my body that's expecting sugar. And I'm definitely getting an insulin spike. And what I found is when I pulled that stuff out of my diet, I just felt better. My digestion was better. It was one of those things that was very subtle that was causing a little bit of disruption just because it's just not a real whole food. And that's what we really want to be about, is real whole foods. So the real sweeteners, the natural sweeteners, the, you know, the honey, the cane sugar, the maple syrup, in its truest form that we can get these things is actually maple sap. But when we start the processing of these things, they can become very hazardous to our body. And we've all been through the whole agave panacea where we believe that agave was the best sweetener in the world, and come to find out it has more bioavailable fructose than high fructose corn syrup. And I knew early on, even though I was listening more so to the environment and listening to my body at first, but I quickly learned that I got to turn that stuff off because I was led to believe it was so good. But when I would eat it, I would get this headache, you know, and I would blame everything except the agave, because we inherently want that sweet thing and we'll actually fight for it, you know, if we're challenged on it. But that being said, you know, let's put all that stuff to the side to the greatest degree we can. It's not to say that we can't play with this stuff and from time to time have, you know, some of these fancy sweeteners, the stevia and things of that nature. But we really want to focus on whole real foods, all those things that are going to be coming from a natural source, as natural as possible. Fruits, raw honey, maple syrup, those are the things that they're much closer to its natural state. And they're going to have the minerals, the enzymes, the different vitamins, all those trace minerals and things like that, that actually activate leptin in our body and make sure that we're not just getting the insulin response, but we're also getting the leptin response and the satiety that we need to shut the appetite down and let our entire body know that we're happy, satisfied, and ready to move on and use that energy to fuel our mission for the day. So that's the podcast for today. I really appreciate everybody tuning in, and I'm so glad to be back and to be talking with you and for you to hear my voice. And let me hear your voice. Please share with me in the comments section what you thought about the podcast, any insights that you have, anything that you want to add to the conversation. And also let me know what you want to have a podcast about. What topics are you interested in? That would be really, really powerful, because we've got a lot of stuff coming up for you guys. But I really want to cater it to what your needs are as much as possible. So definitely tune in and share your voice, because this community can't work without you. And it's my honor and privilege to be able to share the information with you and to be an important part of your life. So this is Sean Stevenson signing off from Be Well Buzz, and I'll talk with you soon.
Thank you for listening. Go to www.bewellbuzz.com for more natural health information and subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. Don't forget to share this podcast with your family and friends. Stay tuned for more from Be Well Buzz.